This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The first report on how the Aurora Police Department is following a state mandate to improve policing was released Monday. Here's CPR's Allison Sherry.
The Aurora Police Department agreed to reforms after the death of Elijah McClain in 2019. Its independent monitor explored 36 of 70 requirements mandated by the department's agreement with the state attorney general. The agency is in compliance in some areas, including halting the use of ketamine and improving how they hire people. But the report says the agency still needs to improve their training policies. The monitor looked at how the Aurora police handled a traffic accident last year as a case study and found many protocols didn't work as well as they should. The monitor will hold a community meeting in August and will continue looking at the agency until 2027. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Mesa County is seeing a boom in home prices. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on how the trend matches what's happening across the U.S.
The Sentinel reports the median home price in Mesa County hit a record $410,000 in June. Home values are climbing even as higher mortgage rates eat into buying power. A shortage of homes for sale is keeping prices up in much of the country, including in Mesa County. There's only 497 homes for sale in Mesa County, which, according to the report, is about 1 month of inventory. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado's oldest known Holocaust survivor has died. Joe Rubenstein survived Auschwitz, but he never saw his family again, including his mother, sister, and three brothers. The Coloradoan reports they were all murdered at Treblinka. Eventually, Rubenstein made a life in New York, California, and finally settled in Fort Collins with his wife, Irene. Joe Rubenstein was 101 years old. He survived by his wife, his son and daughter-in-law, three children, and four great-grandchildren. Some summer rain has let some Colorado cities roll back their fire restrictions. Colorado Springs and Manitou Springs are lifting fire restrictions for now. The Springs and Metro Denver could see rain again this afternoon. This is CPR News.